theaters and concert venues in Maryland can open beginning this Friday at 5 p.m. in time for Labor Day weekend. Governor Larry Hogan announced that change yesterday with the news that our state is entering the third and final phase of his COVID-19 recovery plan. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
Theaters for both movies and live performances, concert arenas, and other entertainment venues will be allowed to open at half capacity, with up to 100 people if it's an indoor venue or 250 people if it's outdoors. Retail stores and houses of worship will be able to increase the number of people inside from 50% of their normal capacity to 75%. At a press conference Tuesday, Governor Larry Hogan said the key health metrics indicate that these changes are safe.
We continue to be in much better shape than the nation and better than most states across the country.
He highlighted the positivity rate, hospitalizations, intensive care unit occupancy, and the number of cases as a portion of Maryland's population. They're all down. Hogan offered his usual warning that the virus remains a threat until there's a vaccine. But he also said the decision to enter phase three is about more than Marylanders' physical health.
While it is absolutely critical to remain vigilant as we battle this deadly virus, it is also important that we continue to fight to protect and improve our economy and the health of our small business community and our struggling Maryland families.
The move appears to contradict the plan Hogan outlined in April. That plan listed entertainment venues, larger social and religious gatherings, and high-capacity bars and restaurants as high risk. And according to the plan, high-risk businesses can't open without either a widely available FDA-approved vaccine or a safe and effective treatment for those who are sick. When Hogan was asked about this discrepancy during Tuesday's press conference, he said things have changed since the spring.
So the plan has changed a lot since April when we put that out, and it's evolved. We've already opened a number of phase three things in phase two. We did a number of phase two things in phase one, so it's an evolving process.
Hogan also said Maryland is one of only a handful of states in the country that has not reopened movie theaters.
All the states around us have done this already, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware. We believe it's we're able to move safely forward, and we're not opening at full capacity. We're still taking it. We're just slowly entering phase three, and we're going to see how that goes.
Maryland Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz said her agency created advisory groups for different industries. These groups helped develop guidelines for reopening safely.
These included recommendations for keeping a clean workplace, staggering employee shifts to minimize contact, installing signage or barriers to encourage social distancing, and other crucial steps to help us curb the spread of COVID-19 as the state reopened.
The leaders of each county and Baltimore City can decide whether to follow the state's lead or to keep tighter COVID-19 restrictions in place. Some, like Howard County, have already announced they plan to follow Hogan into phase three. In Baltimore County, however, Sean Nairn, spokesman for County Executive Johnny Olszewski, said Hogan's announcement came as a surprise. He said they will decide next steps after consulting with public health and economic development experts. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.